Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This year's Dolphins team, we know there's a couple of things that they are just out to prove. Number one, that they can win a playoff game. Everything is about 24 this year. Like, there's a meeting, it's at 7:24. There's a practice, it starts at 9:24. They want to go out there and win that playoff game. We also know that they want to be tougher. Jordan Poyer, we heard him last week saying this was a team known as kind of soft and that you go and punch them in the mouth and they'll fold. And he kind of felt bad about it and tried to crawfish. He shouldn't have crawfished. He meant it. This team's been a lot tougher, though. They looked tougher yesterday. Once again, I understand. Game one, preseason.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
They did. I kept an eye out for it. They got into fisticuffs all week. Oh, not really. Two days in a row against the Atlanta Falcons in those joint practices. They brought in some guys to kind of toughen things up. Anthony Weaver, he was a coach with the Baltimore Ravens, and no one questions their toughness, and also some of the other guys that they have brought in. One guy, not just for his leadership, but for his toughness and for his size and ability, one Calais Campbell. Calais Campbell, he actually talked about the dust up, and then he threw it in there that, you know, getting into some of these fights, it kind of shows that we're tougher.
I mean, I think we got a whole bunch of guys that are scrappy, you know. I mean, there's a narrative, you know, that I think we're trying to change, you know, and, you know, we want to be tough guys, you know. And that's just part of it, you know, just going out there and showing that we ain't going to take nothing. But overall, though, it's about the work.
So there is that narrative that the Dolphins are a finesse team, and they are definitely making a concerted effort to change that. And you can tell by the way they practice, by the people they brought in, by the things that they are doing. So Calais Campbell, before he got here, he was with the Falcons last year. He played in every game last year. Vlad, he's 30, I want to say 37.
37? Who, Calais?
Yeah.
Nah, he's a little older than that, B. I was covering Calais here.
I thought they said it last night when I was watching the
game.
He
might be 38. I was covering Calais when he was a Cane.
He's 37, as they said last night.
Oh, huh.
Play with the Falcons.
He just turned 37. He's about to be.
He's about to be 38.
Okay, that's what I okay.
Not, I, you know, September 1st, so.
In three weeks?
I was right. You were close. Both of us right. We'll like a preseason.
He's old.
Like a preseason game that ends with the same score, we'll call it a tie.
He's old.
But, man, he's still got some juice. He played every game last year for the Falcons. Didn't start every game, but played every game. So nonetheless, he's coming over here. He's played with many different teams. He has been a baller, whether it be with the Ravens, whether it be with the Jaguars, whether it be the Cardinals, whether it be with the Falcons. He didn't play last night, rightfully so. He's earned that right. But he said, coming on over here to the Dolphins, he heard the narrative. People talk in this league. But he was actually surprised at how much the culture didn't really have to change.
Oh, my bad.
Tie. That's a tie.
Yeah, I think the first thing you have to do is, you know, you have to lead by example. You got to come in and be a pro and do things the right way. And you get enough guys doing that, and it starts building, you know. And then you see guys who don't want to buy in, they usually get out of here, and new guys come in that want to be a part of cultures overall. Now, I feel like, you know, that's just, a broad spectrum. You know, now here, you know, from what I've heard and what I've seen, it's completely different. And so I feel like they're already brewing and, you know, already working to change the culture. And I think that, culture is a big part of that. And, I can't speak for how it was before, but Anthony Weaver set a standard here on this defense that I think is, you know, contagious, that everybody has to buy into and believe. And when you do that, you know, you start seeing just the way he holds us to a standard, the way he holds us accountable and make sure we run into the ball, playing physical, you know, not letting, you know, the running backs run through the gap, you know, all that stuff is just, you know, it builds, you know, we're saying like, you know, this right here is not good enough. And I think that it comes from multiple places. But the culture right now is a great culture. That's all I can speak on. I don't know how it was before, but I like where we're at right now.
So Calais Campbell pleasantly surprised and had the toughness of the Miami Dolphins. But it's one of those things. So people are saying we're soft. Maybe we are a little soft. What do you do? Let's go get Anthony Weaver to be our defensive coordinator, who was the defensive line coach for the Ravens last year and has been around the Ravens for a while. Let's go get Calais Campbell, who is not only a tough guy, but a great leader. And Calais Campbell, really, man, you feel as though no matter how little or how much he plays, he's going to pay big-time dividends for this Dolphins team because of his leadership and the way he does things. He even said the Dolphins made him the cheapest offer that he got this offseason, but he still went to the Dolphins for two reasons. Number one, he wanted to come home. Number two, he feels as though he has a chance to win a Super Bowl. And he has been singing the praises of Zach Sealer, saying Zach Sealer, natural-born leader. He's the guy on the defense that we all rally around. Hey, Calais Campbell, talking about that toughness, talking about that goodness. Now it's time to execute it, lad. That's the thing. And like I said, we don't really know. We don't know.
I want to hear about toughness on August 10th.
I do.
Until November 28th.
So you don't want to hear about ending the playoff drought until January and February?
I want to hear about ending the playoff drought after Green Bay when it gets cold and the games are tougher. Everything looks great. Toughness, blah, blah, blah. They always win in September and October in the middle of November. But when the weather starts getting cooler and they need to buckle down, they don't always show up. And it's not even the cold. Because 2 years ago, his rookie year, McDaniel's first year as head coach, they went on a three-game road trip. They got their ass kicked. Lost to the Niners. As a matter of fact, that's the game that Jimmy G got hurt, and that birthed the Brock Purdy era. They lost to the Chargers on that Sunday night.
That was a bad game.
They got beat down. They got physically beat down by a team that's not physical.
If it weren't for Tyreek Hill picking up that, I don't even know, was it a fumble or just ripping it out of someone's hands? That was the only highlight of the game.
And then the loss Saturday to Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, that cold weather game.
But they played well, though.
Yeah.
They played well. They just Josh Allen made plays at the end.
Vlad, close only counts in what? Horseshoes and hand grenades.
Horseshoes and hand grenades, yeah.
Yeah.
Close. Yeah. That's the only time, you know.
Path to hell is paved with good intentions. Like, no, you got to win these games. You got to find ways to win. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs do. They might not be the best team on the field that day, but they find ways to win. Nonetheless, speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, Tyreek Hill was there for a while. He won a Super Bowl ring. Now he's getting paid. Tua's getting paid. Tyreek Hill asked, the contract going to weigh you down? He said, We got our minds focused on some good practice.
It's a lot, man. But at the end of the day, to all of us, the money don't matter. We already had responsibility on our shoulders. We've been feeling like this. We got too competitive of a team and too, great of guys on this team to not win games. And we all know that, man. Because at the end of the day, we all know the money going to come. The money going to come whenever. What we focused on right now is winning games because we got a great group of guys, tremendous leaders on both sides of the ball, and you see it each and every day, man. And it's fun to be a part of. The energy out at practice is great, man. You hear guys chirping back and forth. It's fun. That's what makes football fun, when brothers are able to, chirp in between the lines and then go in the locker room and then have a genuine conversation like men. So I love it, man. I'm absolutely loving it.
I like that right there, and I know, Vlad, you said you don't want to hear all that. It's too early in the year, but you got to lay the foundation. You got to start somewhere. You have to set goals, and you have to start working towards something, or else you catch yourself, like you said, midway through the season going, wait, what are we doing here? What do we have here?
Sounds good, bro. Just get to December, man.
I'm telling you, Tyreek, that's one of those guys that the money don't weigh you down in your pockets. I guarantee Tyreek don't care, man.
Unless the money's going to stop him from being fast. I don't think so.
That's it, man. He is weighed downless proof. One more thing Tyreek Hill said, and I like it right now. Not about the money. It ain't about nothing. The goal is to win some playoff games.
What's the next big step for me?
For me?
I don't know. I really haven't thought about that, man. But as a team goal, and what I want for this whole team, man, is just to win a playoff game. That's step one for all of us, man. I think that's something that, we all can build on, moving forward, going deeper into the playoffs. And that's something that we can live with forever because it hasn't been done in, 23, 24 years. And for us to be able to, do something special like that with this team, we can look back on it 50 years from now when we all come back and say, man, we had a great team, man, back in 2024, man. I remember those practices. So that's what I want for this team. Like, that's what I want for myself, man, to have moments like that with my brothers, man, because a lot of these guys I came in the league with, you know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of veterans on this team. The prior years I've been here, it was a real young team, but the years now, we got guys that I came into the league with, guys that I played with, you know, played with or against, and it's a beautiful thing, man. So I got a real good relationship with a lot of guys, so I would want that.
So in 10 years from now, they're going to come back and celebrate, pop some champagne to celebrate a wild card win?
I think he was just kind of saying that we had a really good team. He didn't really say
day one. He said, yeah, we want to come back. It's been 24 years. I want to come back and say, you know, with guys and say we did something. Did what? Because you only go back and celebrate if you win a Super Bowl. It ain't like the Buffalo Bills are coming back every year celebrating. Hey, man, remember the time we went 4 years and lost in the Super Bowl? They're not doing that. So what are you going to come back? What are these guys going to come back for? Huh? For a divisional win? For an AFC East title win? No. You only come back and celebrate and reminisce when you win the big one, when you win the Lombardi. So I don't think the goal is to win the playoff game. I think the goal is to win many playoff games.
I think that's what he's getting at.
Nah, he didn't say that.
Winning some playoff
games. He didn't say that. He just said one. It was like, it's as if the goal is to win a playoff game, to get that stench out, to get that that narrative that they're the longest team without a playoff win in the NFL.
Got to crawl before you walk. And look, there's no distractions this year. Everybody's gotten paid for the most part. Tyreek and Tua, those guys are paid. Offensively, Javon Holland's got another year in his contract. We understand that. That's the way it's going to work. But literally, you have all the reasons to win and win now. Hopefully, they do look back in 10 years and, I mean, they do have a good team, but will it be the great team that we want here in Miami? And like we said, Vlad, one playoff win, I hate to be greedy, is not enough. You got to win that division. You got to make it to the AFC Championship game and go beyond that. We'll wait and see, though, because we really don't know anything, to be honest, after last night's game until September 8th. Is that a fair assessment after watching whatever that preseason game one was last night? We don't know anything until September 8th.
Hell no, we're not going to know anything until September 8th.
I got no clue what's going on other than what I saw last night. We've gone through the notes, but we haven't seen Tua. We haven't seen Tyreek. We haven't seen Jalen Waddle. We haven't seen Calais Campbell even. We haven't seen any of those guys. We did see Mike McDaniel yelling at people on the sidelines and Anthony Weaver looking swole on the sidelines, calling out some defense and getting it going. Toughness.
Oh, boy.
What? He looks swole.
Oh, man. You know what? I love you, Cousin. You're so excited, and you have great, 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 great optimism.
I do.
For this year's drink.
I believe.
I like that.
I believe. I would tell you if I didn't believe. I told you all the quarterbacks were garbage last night. I didn't glean anything positive from any of them. I thought they were sucked. That's keeping it real. Like, that's real. Oh, speaking of keeping it real.